Is this real life?
Oh yeah! What is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all ages? This is Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, effective, and
waxed smooth
way to learn English. So download this podcast right now and listen to us while you are walking your dog, driving your car, stuck in traffic, or even
manscaping.
Oh yeah, I'm joined here today in the studio, the virtual studio, with none other than Mr. V himself, Ethan. What's up, man?
Not much. Just got back from the doctor. Got a clean bill of health.
A clean bill of health? Does that mean a bill like the doctor charged you an arm and a leg?
I also got that. But a clean bill of health is basically when you go to the doctor and they tell you that all, you know, you're all healthy. You get a clean bill of health from the doctor.
Okay. Well, now that you're all healthy, why did you go to the doctor?
I'm actually, for those who do not know, I'm planning to move back to Spain and I need to get a visa. And one of the things they require is that you go to a doctor and get a letter saying that you don't have any contagious diseases or anything like that. So I was just getting my clean bill of health to show the Spanish government I'm not going to infect their citizens.
Nice one. So it was a bit of, was it a bit of just a general kind of checkup?
Yep, head to toe.
Okay. Did was there any cupping and then you had to cough, if you know what I mean?
I didn't have like the coughing thing, but there was the you know, making sure you got no bumps or anything.
Any
cancerous stuff, yeah. So it's actually very fitting for possibly for today's topic.
Very fitting. Okay. What is today's topic and why would it be so fit into the doctor not finding any lumps on your man parts?
I like that, man parts. Well, today, in case anyone is easily offended, they might want to take out their headphones, but today we are going to be talking all about some slang and expressions that have to do with man parts, with testicles, because we have many slang and many expressions for this in English.
And they can... Although the expressions and slang and the slang expressions and all the stuff we're going to teach you in some ways has the name or something to do with testicles in them, they're not actually relevant to testicles. A lot of them are used to describe other life situations, right?
I think they're quite common too. Like it's kind of, I guess, just very common overlying theme of the language. And I think this is true in many languages that expressions come out of, you know, genitalia. But in English, I would say this is even more so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And even if you are a female listening, it is all going to be revolved around the male testicles, although obviously females don't have testicles. But that does not mean that it's going to be such a, you know, chauvinistic macho kind of podcast, because a lot of the expressions they're kind of interesting to know. It gives you some insight into the language and it's kind of fun, you know. It's lighthearted, it's not offensive, it's pretty cool.
Something is funny just for the ladies out there. When I was doing research for this podcast to make sure I collected all the best expressions and slang, I found one person who, and I'd actually had heard this before, because they were talking about how painful it is for a man to be kicked in the testicles. They said like, oh, women have chesticles, because it's very painful for women to be punched in the breasts.
Chesticles.
Had you ever heard that
before? I've never heard that before. Nah, first time. That's cool. I think that shows how in English we tend to, you know, create new words like that. I'm not sure if you can really do that in a lot of other languages, like have, you know, create chesticles, you know, a mix of chest and testicles. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I just, every time I come back to the States, I find people using slang that I had never heard before. So it's always kind of interesting spending some time away and then coming back and just seeing how the language has evolved a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. Well, talking about evolving, why don't we get straight into the subject of today's podcast by just maybe going over all the different common ways to refer to the testicles. And then we can move on into the expressions.
So I think the two that I use the most probably, or that I think are the most common, at least in the United States, are balls, which would be like, you know, two baseballs, two basketballs. So men also have two balls. And I know that for in a lot of languages that I speak, the equivalent is often eggs, but I've never actually heard someone call, say, like eggs in English. So I think the closest one is balls. And after that, maybe nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. You're saying because, in like Spanish and stuff, they say eggs, they say eggs in Spanish to refer to what we would say balls in English, which would be exactly. Testicles.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and nuts can also be another word for testicles. But what is a nut, actually, like the actual word?
A nut is a type of, I believe it's like a, it's kind of like a fruit or something, but you have different types of nuts. You've got like cashew nuts, almonds, peanuts, of course. And I think the one that is maybe the most resembling might be a walnut, if you've ever seen a walnut in its shell.
Yeah. Most resembling. Okay. Sure. Okay. That's two down. We got balls and we got nuts. What else we got?
You might hear someone talk about their gonads or just their nads.
Mm-hmm. Is gonads more of a medical term?
I'm not exactly sure. It sounds scientific, right? But I don't think a doctor would ever say like, oh, let me just take a quick look at your gonads.
Okay.
And nads, okay, if so you shorten it to nads, it's definitely slang. Like, he got kicked in the nads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Nads. Go nads. Okay. What else you got?
The baby maker.
Okay, and is that actually referring to just the balls, the testicles, or is that maybe the whole package?
I would probably think it's the whole package, but I mean, sperm comes from the testicles, and that is the good stuff that makes the baby. So
that sounded really wrong. The good stuff that makes the babies. Okay.
So if you, I don't know, like I've heard before a lot of these expressions you hear when someone gets like, when a man gets kicked in the groin. So you might hear like, he got kicked right in the baby maker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the baby maker. The next one here, I believe, is more kind of British. I mean, we wouldn't really say this in Australia. Would you use that, this next one in the US?
I think we would understand it. I don't think I have heard anyone here use it. But
I definitely understand it.
People who listened to our podcast a couple weeks with Lucy from English with Lucy will probably remember this term, and that is bollocks.
So, bollocks.
Bollocks. So that is testicles, and it also refers to something that is like bullshit, we would say in English, so nonsense or rubbish.
Yeah, that is absolute bollocks what you're talking about, mate.
Yeah.
How's the accent?
It's about as good as your Australian accent.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, oh, it's bollocks.
That would have been better, right?
Yeah. That's bollocks, mate.
So do you want to let the next one rip?
Okay. And again, the next one is something that I would never refer to like this, but I have heard it before. I think it's more so from the United States.
I think dangly it's more British, actually.
Bits. Is it British?
I believe
And that is dangly bits.
Yeah.
So dangly comes from the verb to dangle. D-A-N-G-L-E means to dangle, which means to it means like to hang, to just kind of hang there, to dangle.
Which
so dangly bits.
And what's referring to your bit, like when you say bits of something?
Oh, it means like pieces of something. Like it's like his. I think at the start of this podcast, I said man bits. Didn't I say?
I think you might have. Man, no, you said man parts, actually.
Man parts, okay. Yeah. Kind of similar to saying parts, bits. You know, you have lots of different bits inside of, you know, if you have a, your cell phone has a lot of different bits inside of it in this case.
Yeah, or you've got like some bits of pizza around your mouth because you eat a little messy.
Yeah. How else would you use the word dangle in a phrase? Maybe like a spider is dangling down on his web.
Yeah, that's good. Exactly. Yeah. A spider is maybe dangling on his what do you call it? His web, because the web's the actual complete thing, but he's like dangling on a string.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe like if you have a piece
chime
of like
dangling in the wind.
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna say because you made a reference to pizza before with when you said bits around your mouth. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone has a piece of cheese dangling from their lip.
Oh, yeah. You could have that as well. Or some snot dangling from your nose.
Yeah. Okay. Dangle to dangle. Okay.
Yeah, so what is the next pretty, one? Visual dangly bits. The next one, I actually put these two together because they're similar, but just kind of like different, using different items. So the one is meat and two veg, and the other one is twig and berries.
Okay. So I'm guessing meat and two veg would be not just the testicles, but the actual penis, right?
The,
meat.
The whole package again.
Yeah. Okay.
The meat and then so the two veg. So one and two.
Twig and berries.
Twig and berries is the same. And it's what's veg?
Veg is vegetables. I'm for some reason I'm envisioning like Brussels sprouts.
I thought maybe like broccoli, a couple pieces of broccoli. Okay. And what's a twig?
A twig is a very thin stick. Like if you actually see a tree, you have like the big trunk, you have the branches, and then little twigs, very little skinny ones.
So you might have like a raspberry bush could have twigs coming off of it with a couple berries hanging there, dangling there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so yeah, they're very visual. You can envision this. Just going back to dangly, I have a kind of a little very quick but funny story. My sister last week, she was going back to London, and I went to drop her off at the airport, and we're looking at one of those stores that sell, you know, those kind of stores that sell souvenirs and all these kinds of things that you often see at an airport. And I was looking, she was going to buy a present for her boyfriend or her fiance. And I was looking around then because they have a lot of things made from kangaroo skin. Like maybe it's, like little rugs and all these crazy things. But one of them was like a key ring. And on the key ring, it had kangaroo gonads.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did you buy a pair?
I did not. I told her to buy a pair though. For her boyfriend, but for her fiance, but she's like, nah, I don't think he'll enjoy that. interesting gift.
It's like a lucky rabbit's foot in Australia. You got a lucky pair of kangaroo gonads.
Yeah, kangaroo nads. okay, the next one is something that we do use here, and that is referring to your testicles as the family jewels. A jewel, the family jewels. Kick them right in the family jewels.
Yep.
What is that?
So family jewels, I think it comes from that because it's something very valuable because kind of if a man wants to carry on the legacy of his family, he has to be able to reproduce, obviously, and so the family jewels are quite valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a jewel is like a, sort of like a gem or something of high value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, precious stone.
Precious stone, yeah, exactly. So that's one that's also very common in the U.S., and even I think my mom used that referring to something the other day, so it's not very offensive.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, it's definitely not, yeah, it's definitely a normal one to use.
So the next one, have you ever heard the next one?
I have. I wouldn't really say it, though, but I think it's, isn't it Spanish?
It is. It comes from Spanish because of the... It's actually... I've heard it a lot here in the U.S., though. I think more and more because of the... More and more there's Spanish influence here from a lot of Mexican, Cuban immigration and other parts of Latin America. So a lot of words from Spanish are becoming very mainstream in American English.
Mm-hmm. And what's the word?
It is cajones, which here we'd probably say more like cajones.
I think I've heard that in Americans on American TV, like, oh, right in the cojones, man.
Yeah, I would hear a lot, too, that took a lot of cojones, man.
Mm, take a lot of cojones.
We can get to that expression later, but you hear it a lot of times with that colloquialism.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not okay. Cajones or K-Jones.
Yeah. the next one is, we often use it here. The word is privates, mm-hmm. but I'd often hear it with my private parts, right? Yeah. In the privates or the private parts.
Yeah.
So when you say privates, plural, it's already insinuating testes, but if you say the private parts, could be like I said at the start here, like my man parts.
It could be for a girl too, right? Private parts.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just basically like genitalia. And I think it's something that is used a lot by parents for their kids, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Again, not offensive in any way.
Yeah. If you're a nudist, maybe it would be.
Oh, yeah. But these are just normal parts. It's not private.
Show them to me. Come on.
All right, what else we got? Yeah. You want to let us hear it?
Junk. You might hear someone refer to it as their junk.
Mm-hmm.
What is junk? Junk.
So in this case, it's referring to probably... It's always for men, and it's always like your genitalia. So, yeah. But in this case, junk can also mean like trash or rubbish. Like there's a lot of junk in the front yard. There's a lot of rubbish out there.
It's kind of funny how we can refer to the same thing as the family jewels and junk.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess different. Family jewels is a much older term. I think junk is much more recent, probably in the past, you know, 10 years or so. But family jewels is something that probably our parents used to say.
Yeah, or maybe the Queen of England might say.
It's funny how like each generation kind of invents their own term for you know, all these everything really, all these kinds of slang terms for, you know, balls and testicles and all this kind of stuff. All this great stuff.
All that great stuff. So do you wanna share the next one?
Yeah, the next one is, well, this is probably like an abbreviation for scrotum. And the term would be just like scroty. How'd you pronounce
say
it?
Scroty. We would just say scrote. Do you say scroty there in Australia?
I don't actually use this term, so I thought maybe, yeah, the scroty. Yeah. Are you saying in Australia because we add the Y right in the scroty?
But that also, like, one of the things I saw when doing research for this was someone said that you shouldn't use that to refer to balls because it's actually the scrotum is like the, we would also call the sac, the part outside of the balls. So mm-hmm. they're like, you can't use that. It's a different thing. But I think we kind of tend to group everything in that area together as far as slang goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you never have to be too precise when it comes to slang.
Exactly.
All right, and the next one, this is an interesting one because this is probably not so common, but it has become, well, it became much more common thanks to the TV show Friends, and even more recently through one of our awesome mini courses, which is Phoebe's Nutty Boyfriend. Well, why don't we explain the term, and then we will just give a little quick, some quick more info about the this mini course.
Without giving anything away, of course.
Of course.
So the next one is brains, and I heard this obviously in Friends, but I've heard it in a couple other places as well. So it's not a common one, but it is an acceptable term that people will understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I mean, like, you wouldn't really say hit him in the brains, but the term...
I definitely know what you were saying if you said that, because it's like, because it's plural. It's brains instead of brain, so obviously yeah. You can't really hit someone in the brain, but if you say, like, in the brains, it's going to make sense.
Yeah, yeah. But just to not give too much away, and if you are interested in taking our mini course, which is not about testicles, it's about actual English learning, but lots of pronunciation, awesome vocab, and slang expressions, and tons of stuff there. The actual, we're not going to give you too much away, but there's a term in there that they use, which is showing brain. And this is where I've heard it used most. So that guy is showing brain. So we won't actually really tell you what that means, but if you want to check out the course, just go to reallifeglobal.com/nutty. That's NUTTY. And there you can sign up and really understand what we're talking about there and get some awesome English lessons for $0. It's an absolute free English course.
And you're going to laugh a ton because it is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. For shower. What else we got? We only got two more, then we're going to move on to some expressions. So if you're sick of balls already, no need to worry because we're moving on soon.
But we're still going to be talking about balls.
Yeah, okay. But in a different way. They're expressions.
Yeah. Going to leave less of a visual image in people's brains, hopefully.
Yeah.
So the next one is the boys. A guy might refer to his nuts as the boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like that one.
Yeah, I don't know when you would actually really use that, but I have heard it before, so you might hear that used somewhere.
Yeah, like maybe, for example, when you go surfing, especially like now it's becoming kind of winter here in Australia, so it gets really cold, and if you've been surfing in the cold water in the morning, sometimes the boys can, tuck themselves away.
That's a great example.
Yeah, yeah. They get all... yeah.
You're wearing that tight...
I
said, and you're wearing that tight wetsuit, so you got to be telling the ladies, like, oh, it's really cold in there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's not good for the boys. That cold water early in the morning.
No.
And lastly, this last one is an Australian expression. I don't know if it's used also in the UK. It could be. And that term is ghoulies. G-O-O-L-I-E-S. The ghoulies. Right in the ghoulies.
That's hilarious. Yeah. We don't use that in the U.S. This is the first time I've heard it. So if you're going to Australia, though, and you want to impress people, it sounds like a great term.
Yeah, ghoulies. I guess the... maybe the younger generation wouldn't know it as well, because this is something that, again, my dad used to say a lot when I was growing up, like playing cricket or whatever, and like sometimes someone might get a cricket ball in the ghoulies. Yeah,
got a ball right in the balls.
By the way, what's the name of that that object that we use in sports like cricket or football and stuff that protects your man parts?
Oh, it's in the US we call it a cup.
Okay. A box as well, maybe?
No.
Okay.
A cup.
Yeah, you need... like, yeah, I've heard both. I've heard cup and box.
Okay. box for us, that could actually refer to female genitalia.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, here too.
So, sweet. You also said before at my doctor's visit if there was any cupping. So it's for some reason it's like very colloquial with talking about balls, cups and cupping.
What is cupping then at the doctor? He might do some cupping.
Hopefully not, but it's when someone like makes their hand in the shape of a cup and you know were to like hold something with it. So you can kind of imagine what that might look like. And there's actually another really hilarious friend scene that, that you know, makes this extra funny for us.
Yeah. We have a video for that one, too. So maybe we can post in the show notes of this podcast.
For sure.
All right. Well, let's move on to some less graphical, just names of testicles. And let's get onto some of those expressions, because I think that's where the real value lies in this podcast, knowing how to use these awesome colloquial expressions and sounding much more like a native when talking about testes. We didn't do testes, did we?
We didn't. No, that's a good one, though.
Testes is just short for testicles, the testes.
So it might be more colloquial than actually saying testicles, which is probably only used really by a doctor, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you never know. Doctors might say testes. Would that sound really informal for a doctor?
Or the family jewels, maybe?
Hmm. Yeah.
Why don't you unzip there? Let me take a look at your dangly bits.
Okay. Let's begin. We already mentioned the first one, I think. Nutty? I would mention someone to be nuts or a little nutty. What does that mean?
So that's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody's very crazy. That guy is nuts.
Mm-hmm. He's nuts or he's nutty.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next one, we're just going balls deep with these expressions. So.
Yeah, to go balls deep. This means that you are not really hesitating. You're not holding back. You're giving 100% of your effort.
And what does that refer to? And put it in like some a nice reason. Way?
In a nice way, it refers to. Oh, okay. Sure.
In a non sorry, as well, in a non figurative expression.
Well, it means that you, if you were to have intercourse. You would have. This is going to sound really wrong. Again, remember we did the warning at the start of this podcast. So if you are offended, hopefully you turned off long, long ago. So this is for people that are not going to get offended. So balls deep means that you would be having sexual relations and it would go all the way in until your balls were touching the female parts.
Yeah.
Fully penetrated.
You're giving it 100% of your effort, so yeah. I mean that's where it comes from.
You know what I was thinking also. Another way you could interpret this would be, again, making the reference about swimming in cold water. If you would walk into the ocean up to your balls, because that's, you know, that's a very sensitive spot. So it's, oh, I went all the way in, oh my god, this is hurts.
That's really good. I've never actually heard it, that explanation of it, but I think that would make sense as well.
Mm-hmm.
Going balls deep there in the water.
Sorry, listeners, if we get too graphic. That's probably the worst one, actually. So what's the next one?
Baller. And I'm not actually sure if this comes from balls like testicles or balls like someone who's great with balls, like basketballs or something like that, but it's on here anyway. So what is a baller?
So how would it... I was going to ask you what it meant. a baller... a baller, I guess, is just someone who is... A similar term that comes to mind would be a hustler. Someone who just, like, gets things done really successfully and is just... Yeah, he's just being very successful at everything that he's doing, but at the same time, he's really working it. He's really working hard.
Yeah. Could also refer to as well, like, someone with a lot of money, right?
Yeah, you're probably right. I guess
success goes hand in hand with that, but I kind of think of, like, I think it comes more from rap culture, maybe, as someone who has a lot of money, but I could be,
yeah.
I could be wrong on that one.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually. Yeah, maybe someone who has, like, a nice house, and they got, like, all the girls around them, or, you know, again, coming from rap culture, they always have, like, gangster kind of dudes of, like, let's throwing, like, money around and having women around them. That guy's a baller.
Yeah. I think, though, like, nowadays, what you said first, it could definitely be used as that, in that way, more colloquially.
Mm-hmm. Like a hustler.
Yeah. I mean, my mom probably wouldn't say that, but young people would.
But referring to that term hustler, because hustler used to be have a bit of a negative term, a negative connotation. But now, if I say that guy's really hustling, it means he's really working hard. So it's kind of evolved, like I think baller has too.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So the next one is to grow a pair. Oh, there's three here. Should I just read all of them?
Yeah, let's go for it. Go balls deep.
Okay. So the expressions here are to grow a pair, or just straight up grow some balls, or another way to say these all have the same meaning, and another one would be balls up. So grow a pair, grow some balls up. What does it mean?
So grow, this is basically I think in another podcast we might have used the expression man up, which is a more polite way of saying this maybe, but it basically means to not be a coward, to do something. You know, if you're saying you're scared to do something, one of your friends might say, hey, grow a pair, or grow some balls. Grow a pair obviously is better than grow some balls, but it's still not the most friendly of terms.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you'd use this maybe like if somebody's scared, or they're like, oh, I don't think I want to do that. You'd be like, hey man, just grow a pair. Or maybe you couldn't say it to a woman, could you?
You could. I've heard it used to talk to a woman. It's not as common, and it's like it would have to be a woman that you are like good friends with, that you know isn't going to get offended by this. But I've definitely heard it, especially nowadays, used with women.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd have to pick the right moments for this one, but yeah, grow a pair.
If your friend, for example, is scared to go talk to a girl, you could say grow a pair or grow some balls. Or would you want to give another example? Maybe if your friend is afraid to go surfing because the water's a little cold?
Yeah, you can say balls up. Bowl up, right? Hey, man, bowl up.
I would say grow balls up. Yeah.
Balls up? Yeah, you're right. Balls up. That does sound right. Okay. Next one is... It's very kind, pretty much the same thing is if someone doesn't have the balls to do something, like, oh, he doesn't have the balls to do that.
Yeah, or if you wanted to say, like, you don't have the balls, is kind of questioning someone's courage. So it'd be like, oh, you don't have the balls to go talk to that girl. Like, you're not brave enough.
Have you ever seen the movie Team America?
Yeah. I don't know what the reference is right now, though.
Okay, there's that scene where one of the guys from Team America is doing like an undercover mission or whatever, and he's talking to one of the, like, you know, seems like a Middle Eastern dictator or something like that, and the dictator says to him, who's actually undercover, he says, "You have balls. I like balls." You have balls. I like balls. But he means, like, you know, you have courage. You know, you're a risk taker. You have balls. I like balls. So then it sounds like maybe it just sounds funny on the actual. We can probably put a link to it on the show notes of this podcast too.
Yeah, it's like where you could kind of get in trouble using this expression if you just were not being careful with how you're learning your English.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, what else?
So you might say that something takes a lot of balls, or we referred to this other one, which has the same meaning earlier, which is that takes some big cojones.
Mm-hmm.
So
similar thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. It means basically that you have to be really brave to do that. So, you know, takes a lot of balls, or it takes some big cojones to go surfing in Perth because the water is cold and there's a lot of great whites.
Mm, yeah. Yep. That's for sure.
You might also say something similar, which is very common, is to say, like, that was ballsy, or that was a ballsy move, which I think it's not very, very offensive either. It's pretty colloquial term.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. It doesn't like, just when you say it, it just feels like something that you could just float, you know, say in not too conservative, but, you know, I don't think you have to worry too much about who you say that to.
Yeah, that was ballsy.
Mm-hmm. That was a risk. That was kind of like that took courage. That
was risky, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, risky. I'm going to get you to explain this next one because I'm a little confused by it, and that is balls to the wall.
I think this one also comes from rap culture, if I'm not mistaken, and I believe it just means like to go all out, to like have a crazy time. I would not really use this unless it was in a very sarcastic way. So it's not maybe that common, but you could hear it. Like, I would use it maybe like, oh, let's go balls to the wall this weekend. Let's go, meaning like, let's go all out. Let's have a crazy time.
Okay. Yeah. That does sound kind of right. Let's go balls to the wall. Hey man, you're busting my balls here. You're breaking my balls. You're busting my balls.
So busting someone's balls or breaking someone's balls is like you're hassling them about something, you're annoying them about something, and basically it's a way to show a certain frustration or disappointment. You could say you're breaking my balls or you're busting my balls. You do not, if you're working in the United States, you do not want to say this to your boss because you will get fired, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. But even if somebody is like giving you a hard time, like, hey, when are you going to do that? When are you going to do this? What's going on? Why are you taking so long? Hey, man, stop busting my balls. I'm going to do it.
If it's like a friend or something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, pretty friendly. But you might tell like your friend, like, oh, my boss has really been busting my balls this weekend.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Put a lot of pressure or something like that.
Exactly.
All right. Like a kick in the nuts or like a kick in the balls.
So that one I feel like is pretty self-explanatory, especially if you're a man. Getting kicked in the balls is very, very painful. So it's, if you say something is like a kick in the nuts or a kick in the balls, it means that it is very unpleasant and uncomfortable and painful.
Yeah, you don't think it's got a little bit of a twist on it. Like maybe it means you've been like you're. It was very disappointing. Like it was something that you expected more of someone, and they treated you badly. Like, oh, it was like a kick in the balls because I thought we were friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like a low blow, you know, like something that was. It's like if you were in a fight, and there is rules that, you know, if you watch like any UFC or any kind of a fight, they have a rule where you're not supposed to kick someone directly in the balls. So if it's like a kick in the balls, it's like an illegal hit.
Yeah. And I think it could also just be like, it can almost be like heartbreak, you know? Like you're something extremely disappointing, like you said.
Yeah. Sure. To have someone by the balls.
It's a pretty funny one. So if you imagine if you had someone by the balls, they would be in a very vulnerable position. And that's basically what it means, that you have got the upper hand on someone, that you're kind of in a position of power with them, or you have some leverage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got him by the balls. It means you have, yeah, power. You can control the situation.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of an example?
The police really have the criminal by the balls after his after his confession.
After catching him with a pound of marijuana in his trunk.
Yeah. I think they got it. I think that's good enough. Have someone by the balls.
Yep. The next one is I'm freezing my nuts off, or I'm freezing my balls off. And so this might be like Chad when he goes surfing there. We keep
yeah,
going back.
I don't
to that
go
one.
Surfing, by the way. Yeah, you keep saying it's too cold. I'm freezing my nuts off already, and I'm not even in the water. That's just a good, really cold.
Yeah, exactly. It's really, really cold. Yeah. It's a good colloquial one expression for around your friends. You might also say about the weather that it's cold as balls, and you can also use the inverse, it's hot as balls. Hot as balls. And I'm not sure why either of these expressions exist, because I think balls tend to be at body temperature. So.
Yeah, it's interesting. Definitely an American expression. I mean, I say it, but I think I've been influenced by maybe by you or by TV and stuff like that.
Could be. I think I use that one a lot if I'm around friends and it's like really cold out. I definitely say it's cold as balls.
Yeah, I had in Australia. This is a very new expression. I mean, again, this is parental warning on this podcast, but the expression is cold or hot as fuck. It's hot as fuck. Yeah, and even I've been noticing people like on Snapchat or like sending, you know, messages, they write AF is like an acronym, and it means like, oh man, like they say today is hot AF, which means hot as fuck. Yeah,
that's great. I haven't heard that before, but I'm going to start using it.
yeah, a lot of people, like, even I've seen on Facebook feeds, like, AF is being used a lot.
Okay. It's good to know.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, like, it's cold as ghoulies.
Nah. Okay. This one, it's cold enough to freeze the balls off a brass monkey.
I think I've only heard that one a couple times, and I've never said it, but doing some research, like, I saw that, and it's quite a funny expression. So if you wanted to use it, it is very easy to understand, and it is a good way to get people to laugh, probably.
What's brass?
Brass is a type of metal, and I'm not sure why it's like a brass monkey and not just like a monkey, but I suppose because it's a metal, it is a monkey made out of metal that like actually has like you can actually like see the genitalia of the monkey on the sculpture of a brass monkey. So it's so cold that it could actually like make these metal parts fall off of the sculpture.
Yeah. Right. I think there's something with the brass monkeys, something, because there is a bar here in Perth called The Brass Monkey.
Okay.
Yeah, I just did a quick look here. Brass monkey. Yeah, I can't really find out what it is, but I think there's some kind of something to do with a brass monkey. Oh, here we go. A brass monkey is a drink made from mixing 40-ounce bottle of malt liquor with orange juice, commonly on the street. Maybe this is a Urban Dictionary, so it could be just a random thing.
I think a brass monkey might also be like a good luck charm or something like that.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Alright, this next one I wouldn't use either. It's kind of old school, but it is kind of cool still. Great balls of fire.
That's just like
goodness gracious.
Yeah, goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Right?
Yeah.
It's just like an exclamation, right? If it's, you're really surprised by something, you could just say like, great balls of fire.
Yeah. I'd never say that. You'd never say that, would you?
I never would either. But
it reminds me of the movie Grease Lightning. It was like, goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
We might just have to play them out with that song.
Yeah, let's do it. Great balls of fire. All right, last one. Finishing it off. Not even.
This last one's more. Oh, not, it's not even directly referring to balls, I suppose. It's more the hair surrounding them. And I actually use this at the beginning that you can listen to this podcast while you are manscaping. And that is the art of a man shaving his pubic hair or trimming perhaps his pubic hair.
Yeah. And why? And that comes from the term landscaping.
Yeah. It's a really great like we said before, chesticles, like a great combination of two words.
Yeah, because landscaping is, for example, if you have like a garden and you start like cutting trees and making everything look all nice, you're doing some landscaping. So changing land with man becomes manscaping.
You might just like, you have like the typical, what do they call those? Are they like tapiaries or something? Tapiaries are like the, when they do landscaping of gardens, if you're like at a, maybe a rich person's house, they might make them actually shaped like something. And I think that's called a tapiary.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like a, okay. Maybe a, they turn a bush into the shape of a flamingo or something. So
yeah, you might be
able to do that if you're creative enough with your manscaping.
Yeah, I'm sure your girlfriend would love that. Okay. Enough for one podcast. I think we're done, right?
Yeah, I think we've gone as deep as we can with these, so definitely go, and if you want to have like more fun with this kind of humor, maybe not quite as dirty though, well, this isn't really that dirty, but not quite as many balls, you can go and check out that free mini course that we were talking about with friends. We guarantee you're going to laugh a lot at it. You're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to learn a ton. So go and sign up for that right now. And where was that at, Chad?
You can go directly to the sign up page. It's realifeglobal.com/nutty, NUTTY. Or you can go to the show notes of this podcast, which I believe is episode 146. Wow. Yeah,
I think it's 146.
Yeah, yeah. So just if you want to go to the podcast page, just go to our website, realifeglobal.com. Go to podcasts on the nav bar and just find 146. All right. Yeah. I think that's a day. Call that a day.
Let's call it a day.
Enough balls for one day. So thanks a lot for joining us here on the podcast. We do much appreciate you guys' feedback. So if you wanted to shoot me an email by any chance, it's chad@reallifeglobal.com or
ethan@reallifeglobal.com.
All right. So like always, you'll hear from us next week on Real Life Global. Can I get an oh yeah in testy minus 3, 2, 1? Oh yeah. Imagine love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Getting in this wreck, it's just gritting balls of fire. I let the love hold up.
Why do I have to go on before him? Because he's had 6 number one hits and you've had only 2 in the top 10.
Well, who's got the number one record right now?
You. My point exactly.
He should go on before me.
Can't. It's in his contract that he closes the show.
Okay, Cat. That's the way you want it.
You're fine, so kind. I got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous cause the show is fun. Oh, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Killer.